A final map released by the State Redistricting Board holds representational changes for Skagway and Haines. The new map keeps the two Upper Lynn Canal communities together, but offers changes to the rest of the State House District. If the current redistricting map holds up to legal challenges, then Skagway and Haines will be under new State House representation. Democratic State Representative Andy Story from Juneau would represent the two communities along with Auk Bay, the Mendenhall Valley, and Gustavus. But Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata isn't ruling out a legal challenge.
Well, they decided to ignore the will of the majority of the public and ignore the will of the Assembly, the unanimous will of the Assembly. And in what I consider to be a pretty crass display of cynicism and attempted gerrymandering, they completely ignored the wishes of our community.
Cremata and some Skagway Assembly members participated in a virtual meeting late last month with members of the redistricting board. During that meeting, about a dozen community members spoke, with only one suggesting the map should look like the final map released on Wednesday by the redistricting board. The Haines Assembly declined to endorse a map or comment as a whole. Borough Manager Annette Kreitzer says she tries to steer clear of making political statements, but acknowledged that the Assembly did not endorse any redistricting concepts. She also said she understands how hard the redistricting board works to choose a final map.
I know several of the people that are on that redistricting board and the staff, and I know that they're very conscientious people. And you do the job and... then you just wait for the court challenge, you know, and you hope that your work stands up, you know, because I don't think anyone wants to go into court, you know, we're going to go into court and we're going to lose.
Cremata has a different take.
I think it's especially cynical when you consider the comments from the chair when talking about Fairbanks and how important it was to listen to the will of the Assembly and then say the exact opposite when it came to the will of our Assembly.
Cremata also says Skagway has more mutual interests with downtown Juneau, specifically the cruise ship industry.
What do we have in common with the Valley other than perhaps the airport? There's really very little. So the concern being here is that when it comes to issues that go before the legislature that impact our community, that you know mostly are going to probably revolve around tourism and around cruise ship traffic, is that going to be a negative for us?
Redistricting is slated to happen every 10 years following the federal U.S. Census report. The last redistricting map was officially presented in 2011, but that map endured legal challenges that didn't resolve until 2013 when the current district was formed. That district includes Haines, Skagway, downtown Juneau, and Douglas Island. The redistricting board is made up of five members. Two were appointed by the Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy, one each by the Republican State Senate President and the Republican Speaker of the House, and one by the officially nonpartisan Chief Justice, who was originally appointed to the bench by Republican Governor Sarah Palin. The state Senate map looks very similar to the current map and shouldn't present changes in representation for Upper Lynn Canal communities in the short term. The Democratic state senator from Juneau that represents both Skagway and Haines, Jesse Keel, will be holding an open house at the AB Hall in Skagway from 6 o'clock until 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday, November 16th. He will also hold open office hours at the public library from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. the following day.